now. Here's Ronan Kelly with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
Thanks, Mary. The Stanley knives are out. That's the large headline on the front page of the Irish Sun. Inside, there's a photo that some in Sinn Féin may look upon wistfully. It shows Mary Lou MacDonald and Brian Stanley together at a Sinn Féin event. It must have been taken years ago, because not only do the pair look years younger, but they're also standing shoulder to shoulder, half smiling into the camera. And the papers have delved into the photo archives this morning to tell the story of the latest developments in the Sinn Féin Brian Stanley saga. The pictures they use are mostly of the many expressions of Mary Lou MacDonald, none of them smiling. She's pensive in the Mail, looking resigned in the Examiner, looks like she's correcting someone in the Irish Times, and squinting in the Sun. Several papers give timelines of the crisis and questions that now need to be answered. Terry Prone, in her column in The Examiner, writes that Mary Lou's interview in this programme yesterday morning raised more questions than answers. She says the discussion around the timing of the general election now focuses on whether Sinn Féin can regroup. She says that won't happen in 5 years, let alone 5 weeks. Not so, says John Cairns in the Irish Daily Mirror, who says only a fool would write off Sinn Féin. He writes that anything can happen during a four-week election campaign. The spotlight is on Sinn Féin at the moment, but can shift to Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael, both who have skeletons in their closets and want to keep them there. Back to photos, and the Mail has a funny, fuzzy picture grabbed from a video shot outside a nightclub in Kiev. It shows a young man being held by two other men in uniform. The accompanying story tells us that this is a raid by Ukraine's military press gangs looking for young men who are refusing to join the army. The paper says that in recent days, gyms, restaurants and bars have been targeted by the military looking for these men of fighting age, and the videos of these raids have gone viral, provoking mixed reaction. One man said online that as a taxpayer in Ukraine, he had done enough for his country and shouldn't have to fight, while a woman whose husband is at the Eastern Front says that the war would be going a lot better if draft dodgers weren't running away from mobilisation. Another international story is told with a large photo on the front page of the Irish Independent. It shows a married couple with their two-year-old daughter. In the accompanying report, Diana Abou-Challa, who lives in Dublin, says that she was visiting family in Lebanon last month with her two-year-old daughter, but had to flee when the crisis escalated. She's now suffering sleepless nights thinking about her relations. She says, "I worry if I fall into a deep sleep, I'll miss news that could lead them to evacuate." And one more international story in The Independent. The latest arrest before a Donald Trump rally was of a man named Vem Miller. The paper says when his car was searched, police found a handgun, a shotgun, a high-capacity magazine and multiple passports and driving licences. Vem Miller said he meant no harm to Donald Trump and described himself as an artist. The good news in the papers this morning comes from the world of health. The Independent reports that people who develop blood cancers now have an increased chance of survival due to better diagnosis and treatment. And new treatment for cervical cancer now cuts the risk of death by 40%. That's according to the Examiner. And the health supplement in the Mail has a photo from the latest campaign by Breast Cancer Ireland to encourage women to check their breasts. It shows a woman with a large pink placard with the words, "This is a sign. This is a sign." The woman is in Dublin, standing beside the statue of Molly Malone.